Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hold up, hold up. What? Oh, hold up. What is this?
Hey.
Yo, are we at the house?
No, we're at this new... I'm at this new little workspace here that I just got a membership to. It's freaking dope. So dope.
This is fire.
Yeah, I seen you post about that on the stories. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a podcast studio in here. There's a bunch of different, like, general workspace rooms, too. But this one has mics and lights, and it's, like, completely cushioned in. So hopefully the audio looks good. Sounds good with this mic.
No, everything is it's flawless. Yeah. This is not Trista on the phone in a sports bra. That is not what is happening right here.
I think both have its, you know, uses.
Well, ask the Chatty House. They absolutely do.
So I just joined, got a little hot desk. So now I don't have to do everything at Mama Crick's house.
Love it.
And this podcast studio is a big reason for the draw.
That's fire.
And I can basically use it whenever I want. So I can do hits in here. I can record the podcast in here. Today's episode, this morning's episode of The Heat Check was filmed in there.
Okay.
In here. So the quality is good. And we're going to start posting more to YouTube. So having a consistent space and a consistent look was super important.
I love it.
That's fire. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask both of you guys a question here. We were talking about the WNBA draft. And I got to be honest as well. I wasn't familiar with Dominique.
Mm-hmm.
I was not familiar with Dominique. It wasn't my job to be familiar with Dominique. But it was the player personnel in Dallas. If from what I saw of her is who she is.
Yeah.
Should she gone number one?
I wondered the same thing.
Because she looks like the truth.
Yeah.
Not that Paige isn't, but she looks like a game changer.
Definitely, yes, game changer. But I don't think you can take out the monetary aspect of a player, right? Like you see, Caitlin's not just a really freaking good basketball player. Mm-hmm. She's also a superstar. Mm-hmm. She's also filling up gyms. Paige will fill up gyms in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Arike needs a co-star alongside her who can get her easy looks, even though she can create her own shot. So Paige is, I don't know if you guys have gone on Gen Z TikTok, But Paige is the bet, like the most impactful star. There were so many edits showing her and AZ Fudd together and, you know, making, you know, going wild with that. There was probably so much footage that there, the infatuation with Paige is up here. And so regardless of what you do as a GM, you have to keep that in mind, even with how good Malonga looks. Like they're saying she's the equivalent of like a Victor Wembanyama. She's only 6'6".
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's not 7 feet tall, but I don't
think 6'6" is tall in the league. 6'6" is tall in the W.
6'6" is very tall in the league. And we're getting a lot of taller girls, right? Yeah. We saw with South Carolina a ton of centers that were 6'5", 6'6", 6'7".
I feel like humans are changing.
Definitely.
Like humans just continue to evolve.
I think it's all the steroids in the chicken.
Well, that's why that's why eggs are $12 now in chicken. God, you have to be rich like Kenny to afford chicken.
Well, that's I'm not rich. You are.
Okay.
I got Butcher Box.
You just hit me with a I know you are, but what am I?
I just got Butcher Box for the fam.
How's that working?
It's pretty good. It's my first month with it. They give you can choose whatever you want in there. I think it's like $150 or something like that a month, and it's all your meat pretty much for the month. So I got bacon, chicken, steak, all your meat for the month for one.
That's a wild.
Okay. Well, all right.
The background changed, but the content didn't change.
Has everyone wondered about Trista's private life?
Look at this. Can we just talk about
this? It's Kith.
Oh, I just made the camera.
No, you're good. You're good. We got you. Okay. Yeah, 4K.
I think so you got an endorsement deal with them.
Columbia Sportswear Kith collab. And Portland's the home of Columbia Sportswear. So I bought this for no reason other than to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a Portlander. This is swag. Yeah.
That's fire.
I see you.
Pretty fire.
I see you. I think she does have a deal with Kith, though.
I think she does, too.
Yeah.
I hope so. Someday. I really hope so. Did you guys see that Georgia Amore, or Georgia Amore, got styled by Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, yeah.
Took him almost a year to build out the fit. I think it was like a leather blazer, leather skirt combo. So dope.
Yeah,
I would love Russell Westbrook to make me an outfit. I'm just putting that out.
We saw Russ on the podium or on the desk and was like, oh, is Russ analyzing the draft? And then saw on IG that Honor the Gift launched I think they called it Honor the Women, and Russ was a part.
Honor the Chick.
I don't think that's what it was.
All right, you Rivercat executive.
Yeah.
Trista Crick.
Trista, I got a great idea. Let's call them gold diggers. that was fire. What'd you think of? So maybe you can help us out. I practiced this morning. Once you stop practicing, I can't do it anymore. What did you think of the Valkyrie selection?
Ooh, I can't pronounce it either.
You can't do it either.
Josite. No, it's not that. I don't even think that's it.
It's not that. It runs together very smooth when you hear it. It's just I practiced it and stopped practicing it, and now I can't remember it.
I did that with Tua Tagovailoa when he first. Oh,
that was that was a full weekend of work.
I was at that national title game in the little media section, and we were all just saying it 15 times, Tua Tagovailoa, so that we could come out on the field after the game and have something proper to say. I thought it was an interesting selection. You look at her footage, and boy, oh boy, can she shoot.
Yeah, she can.
She's buttery. And you also end up getting Cheyenne Sellers, and she fell so far that she ended up getting selected by a team that could have drafted her at 5, or I know she was mocked in the kind of like mid first rounds, and she ends up getting picked up by the Valkyries, which I thought was a great selection. She's a 6'2" guard, and that's a big guard. I mean, that's a guard in the NBA. That's Russell Westbrook, right? That's Damian Lillard. So I like that pickup. And then of course Caitlin Chen is a star, an absolute star. So she's going to be really fun. Her having the exact same moment as Kate Martin, who got selected by the Las Vegas Aces, only there at the draft to support her teammate, and then gets selected there by Las Vegas, and now she's a Valkyrie. So now Caitlin Chen gets selected in the same manner that Kate Martin does, playing on the same team now that Kate Martin plays. So that was cool, full circle moment, I think. There's a lot of interesting moments in there.
Let's run this real quick.
Golden State Valkyries select Yusuke Yochite.
I don't even think that's right. I don't think that's right. I heard someone with the Valkyries say it like on the in the way. Of course, everybody could be wrong, or maybe I don't know which one's wrong. But I heard the business person say it, and I was like, okay, got it. And it's not exactly the way that the commissioner or president, I can't remember which one they are, just said it. Yusuke, though, is unanimously her first name. That's her name. Yusuke. She can shoot.
I like that.
Oh, she can shoot.
She can shoot. Yeah.
She can shoot the rock for sure. I wasn't familiar with her game.
She can shoot the leather off the rock.
She can shoot it.
You said there were a lot of interesting moments. What else stood out to you in the draft yesterday?
Yeah, I thought that the whole selection through the Mystics, I thought they did a phenomenal job, too. I'm just pulling up
these draft picks.
Three picks
in the first six?
Yes. Yep. So I thought the fact that Sonia Citron and Kiki went back to back, I like that. Georgia Amore was a bit of a reach. And I like that selection. I think she's really good. I think Georgia Amore is a star. You saw her. I don't know if you guys watched the broadcast with her and Russ together. She is so damn likable. I think DC is going to embrace her. You can tell she's, as an Australian, super embedded and just like loves hip hop culture. She's Trinity Rodman's biggest fan. Trinity Rodman calls her, does a FaceTime, says like, listen, come to a game. So I think Georgia Amore is a perfect addition with Sonia Citron from Notre Dame. And then Kiki, I love Kiki as well. So that was a great three picks for them, a team that's rebuilding their ass off. And then I thought Saniya Rivers going to the Connecticut Sun was really fascinating because Isaiah James, who is Saniya Rivers' teammate at NC State, or was, she was mocked to go there at 8. And so then she ends up going to the Wings instead, which I think is one hell of a pickup by the Wings. Mm.
You think that Dallas got better yesterday? Like, they were a single-digit win team last year?
Yeah, I think that was just a little misleading, right? Because there were so many injuries that Dallas had throughout the season. They obviously do lose out on why am I blanking? Guys, I really think that there's something wrong with my brain right now. I am losing words.
Well, I know who you're talking about, and I would say the name, but I always get it wrong, too. Marco Sabat, how you say her? How you say her name?
Satu Sabali.
Yeah,
right?
I always get it wrong.
Satu.
Yeah. But she left, right?
I just know Satu. Yeah, Satu's gone.
Yeah.
So, but I think Dallas was a better team fundamentally than what their record was. And we saw them down the stretch play some really good basketball against the Fever. They were very competitive. So, yeah, I think they got better. And I think they're going to be good. I don't know if you guys saw what because they end up getting Nelissa Smith and Dejanay Carrington in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw what Nelissa Smith said. She tweeted, first team, all studs.
Okay. All right, man. And then
Dejanay was like,
oh,
yeah, the femmes out here better keep it cute. Like, people are trying to take Nelissa from her. This is going to be so messy, guys. Them on the same team, I don't know, Chatty House, if you guys know, Nelissa Smith and Dejanay Carrington have been dating on and off since their time at Baylor as teammates. And they're just a funny-ass couple. So now that they're on the same team, well, I don't even know what to make of it. And Paige is going to be there.
The fact that they were dating at Baylor
right,
is amazing.
Amazing. Kind of unreal. Well, how do they keep it so tight, you know?
Yeah, well, the relationship.
Yeah.
How do they keep the relationship?
Yes, pause. You know, see, under wraps. You know what I'm saying?
Got
pause.
You.
Under wraps.
A lot of people say we'll have a higher profile situation again next year. I wasn't familiar with their game.
Which
I didn't
one?
Know it was Paige.
Oh.
I know they haven't come out and said anything, but there's just so much. There's just so many people who want it to be. I personally want it to be true for so many reasons. They are.
So
the
wait,
cutest.
Last night didn't confirm? That wasn't a confirmation?
No, nobody's,
I think
nobody
a true
said
hard
anything.
Launch.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a hard launch. I mean, the hand placement was.
Yeah.
Lower back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw it last
Can you fill
summer.
Everybody in, by the way?
AZ Fudd. Okay, my bad. That's my fault. You go ahead, Trista. You got it.
Sorry. So AZ Fudd plays for UConn. She was the most outstanding player of the tournament, NCAA tournament. She is Paige Becker's best friend. I don't know. I remember back in the pandemic, there were reports about Paige going to the DMV. AZ's a DMV gal, lives in Arlington, she's from Arlington. And was living with AZ's family. AZ's family has basically like somewhat taken her in as like another child. And they are inseparable. Paige recruited her to go to UConn. She ends up going to UConn. And then last summer when we saw the iconic Paige white suit, that was what kicked it off, boy. The white suit. And AZ was with Paige at the draft. And then the summer of Paige, I don't know if you guys remember the summer of Paige, where she was outside, which then spurred the Nike commercial about how people want her to be, you know, at UConn, or their people are saying I'm everywhere too much. So her and AZ, even at New York Fashion Week, at the Nike shoot, all the places that she was, they were like peas and carrots. And so people were sort of speculating that maybe there was something going on with them then. And then during that summer shoot, there was a video that went viral of Paige was, AZ was like holding on to Paige's finger, like Ariana Grande in the Wicked shoot. I don't know if you guys saw. And then she dropped it when she saw that they were on camera really fast. So there's been rumblings. And now AZ was with Paige last night. That AZ was the one at Paige's table when there was only one spot available. Like Paige basically was like, the family can wait. AZ's right here. And then Paige embraced AZ. The camera went right to AZ when Paige went back to the table. And AZ whispered in her ear that some people were saying, I love you, which could be platonic thing. And then Paige was like, hey, I'm mic'd up right now.
Yeah, she did.
I'm mic'd up. I'm mic'd up right now. I just want to let you know, when you say anything crazy, I'm mic'd up. So some people thought that was a hard launch of their relationship, but they haven't really truly said.
Was it a soft launch?
I think it was.
It was kind of a soft launch.
Yeah. Okay.
It was kind of a soft launch. We saw AZ's hand or Paige's hand, I forget what it is, on the lower back of
Paige,
that dress.
Paige
yeah, so
AZ.
It was Paige's hand on the lower back. Yeah. And then you can see.
So higher back,
Paige
platonic, lower back.
Hey now.
Hey now. Yeah.
Hey okay. now.
Yeah.
Hey now. Hey yeah. now. It was like. Mm-hmm. And there's been a bunch of edits that have come out of Paige and AZ and how they look at each other at the podium and just. What Paige was saying and looking for her when they won the title. And so there's been a lot there, a lot there.
Well, going to be the highest profile relationship in the WNBA next season if it is a relationship next season.
I could see AZ becoming a wing, Paige figuring out a way for them to be inseparable.
Mm.
If they don't, you know, AZ's not going to go number one. So
right.
She'll be like a top
she'll be a first
six,
rounder.
Seven. Pick.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for
sure, absolutely.
But she was going to be like the sixth pick in this year's draft if she would have stayed, if she would have come out.
Trista, your thoughts on my Aces, sneaky pick, get my girl out of Alabama.
My
now, look,
Aces.
I don't – my girl Leah, I'm not going to act like I watched all her games or anything else like that, but I am familiar with her game, and the one thing that I'm familiar with is she can shoot the rock. So you get a shooter around – my girl Asia, come on, man. And now, my girl Jewel is going to be out there too. And all she's got to do is do like she did at Alabama, just catch and shoot that thing. Hey, We back at it. We back at it.
You sound ridiculous.
Why are you an Aces fan?
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's worse. No, go ahead. Say your stupid line.
Well, first of all, it's Aces for life.
Yeah, they've been in existence for 4 years.
That's the squad. That's what I'm rolling with. I love me some Asia Wilson ever since South Carolina. All right, that's my girl. And then I like Las Vegas. I like the way they be handling business out there with the Aces. So, yeah, I'm rocking with the Aces.
Aren't you guys surprised he's not a Sparks fan?
Oh, stop it. Stop feeding into this narrative.
Okay, Lake Show.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the Sparks at all. The thought would have been
Kelsey's
maybe.
Kelsey's a Spark, right? Is that how the trade works? Yeah, she's a Spark, yeah.
Thought would have been maybe the Liberty, you know, because you know I like my New York teams. But nah, no on the Liberty. They're cool. I like them. But I am when Chelsea Gray was out there doing work. I love her at the point guard. I mean, she still is. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, when she really started to come up 2-3 years ago, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a squad. Mm-hmm. I think I got with the Aces for one heartbreak because I don't think I started being an Aces fan when they won. I think they the year before when they lost, that's when I really liked them.
Yeah, what, like in the finals?
Yeah, well, they should have
lost
won.
In the finals.
Yeah, they should have won, and they lost.
He's now, such a front runner.
They lost. I should have went. Who they lose? So then they lose Seattle or something like that. I would have went with Seattle. No, not doing that. I'm rocking with the Aces, and it's Aces for life. We got my girl Aaliyah from Alabama, and it's just gonna be shooting fish in a barrel. It's gonna be shooting fish in a barrel.
64% from three is insane.
She can shoot the rock.
Sarah Ashley even make Barker sense. was a bit of a reach too. I don't know. She was supposed to be Sarah Ashley Barker, who's also from Alabama. That's the segue there. She was supposed to go in the second round, and she ended up going to your Sparks, Kenny, at ninth. That was a huge, huge surprise.
Not my Sparks.
I'm really going to like the Sparks team this year, though. Cam and Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, they got
talent.
Give me that. They got talent.
Yeah, Cam Brink, Kelsey Plum. You got Sarah Ashley Barker there. You got some talent.
How do you
team.
Think
my
you
girl
know,
Rakia? Don't forget my girl Rakia. She's a bucket.
Do we, not forget Rakia.
We got the
Aaron McDonald as well, and Ray Burrell. Ray Burrell, by the way, is really good.
Ray Burrell sounds like an 80s singer.
Sounds like the person Michael Jordan bullied in the last
game. Unrivaled. Right.
I didn't watch a ton of Unrivaled. I saw it. I didn't like lock into it for the season like I should have.
The only thing that I saw consistently was Angel's team, Angel and Chelsea's team going at it with Skylar's team. That's what I saw like, a lot of.
There was because that was the matchup. Hoodoo. And then I think also another storyline that was great was Haley Van Lith reuniting with Angel Reese being on the same team on the Sky. They needed a guard. Obviously, there was a hole left by Kennedy Carter not playing on that team anymore, which I think is probably the right move not to bring her back based on a bunch of things that I've heard offline about her behavior and her character. There's a reason that she's had a hard time sticking with any teams. So Haley Van Lith, I think she's added to her game a bunch. She's going to learn from Courtney Vandersloot, who comes back from the Liberty to play for the Sky, which I think is kind of a nice elder statesman to run the offense.
It's so crazy to me that Courtney Vandersloot's an elder statesman in the league now. Like she is.
I know, right?
She is like low, like kind of under the radar, one of the greatest point guards the league has ever seen. Mm.
She's incredible.
She really is.
She's a big part of their title run.
They tried to convince us she was John Stockton's daughter.
What?
Yeah, when she came out, they're like, no, she's John Stockton's daughter. It's like,
Who did that?
Oh, that was an internet thing for her. I think it started maybe her, I don't think it was her junior year, definitely her senior year. And then, into the, probably her first year or two in the league.
So they went 4 years trying to.
Yes.
What happened to the first time they talked to her? And she says, no, that's not my dad.
Didn't care.
That's a testament to Courtney Vandersloot, really.
Yeah, didn't care.
She's a bucket. That is crazy.
How do you think, because it's the Valkyries this year, and then is it
Toronto next year?
Yep. How do you think?
And Portland, baby.
And Portland.
Now who they want.
Can't wait till my Aces beat the crap out of that team.
What are they?
I'm just jealous.
The Portland what?
Don't mind me, Trista. I'm just jealous.
Portland Fire. That's what you were before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Portland Fire. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Cleveland Rockers.
Oh, no, that's the team. They have no business. No business.
So Portland's back next year, too? So it's Portland and Toronto next year? So right now there is this massive influx of talent in this league.
Oh, we don't have a name yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a name yet.
Well, let's not do Fire then. Let's come up with something else because the Fire lasted 2 years. I don't know. Fire lasted two years.
The Portland.
Why don't we come up with something that didn't last 2 years? You know how long the Monarchs lasted? Never mind. We ain't going to do it.
What would be like a female version of a blazer?
The Portland Rose.
Like the skirts?
No, the Portland Rose. That's it. Portland Rose.
I'm kidding.
The Portland.
Portland Rose. We have the Thorn.
Who's the Thorn?
That's our soccer team.
I thought it was the women's.
Chip, by the way,
I was about to say I thought it was the Timbers, but that's the men's.
Men's.
Team. Yeah, yeah.
How does
you have the Timbers and the Thorn?
What do you think the influx of these teams? Because now all of the talent is going to be a little more spread out. It's really condensed right now, which it made the league really great in terms of you rarely saw bad games. You rarely saw you'd see teams that like Dallas being a 7-win team or whatever they were, but. You saw good players every game that you watched. You usually saw multiple really good players on every team that you watch or every game that you watch. Now you're, over the next 2 years, you're throwing in three more basketball teams. That talent is going to get spread out a little bit. Can the league still sustain that? Can the league still feel that growth without that, tuning in and it's a bad, Portland Thorn game or whatever you wind up calling it? Because, expansion teams are just that. Like, even though there's a lot of talent out there, it is still an expansion team. You're getting, for lack of a better term, you're getting the leftovers. You're not getting to steal the Valkyries. You're not getting franchise.
Right.
Franchise will come later.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Valkyries as an example of what we've got going on here, there's a few players who I'm really excited about watching, right? Tiffany Hayes, Kayla Thornton, Cheyenne Sellers, this Eustay, whatever last name is.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I apologize to that woman.
But you look at, and you've got Temi Fagbenlay from the Fever. And that's pretty much all the name recognition that you have on the team. Kate Martin, of course, Monique Billings. But so I think that it will take a few years for those teams to start building up the coffers, right?
But can the league handle that? Like three of those in 2 years is a lot.
I think what they feel is that there are players who are good enough to play in the league who are getting taken off rosters completely, right? So, for example, we saw the example that comes to my mind is Alexis Morris from LSU. Alexis Morris, 2 years ago when they won the championship, 3 years ago now, when they won the championship that Angel Reese year where she did the You Can't See Me face, she went nuclear in that tournament. She played for Kim Mulkey before. She ended up transferring, coming back to LSU, and she was a star, and she didn't even make a roster. She was gone in no time flat. So I think that there's players who are capable and qualified, especially these like Kate Martins, these glue players, these Caitlin Chens. I think that they deserve the ability to play on a team, but when there's only so many teams and so many roster spots, they sort of get left to go either overseas or just completely left to the wayside. So, yeah, I think he can sustain it. I just don't think the quote-unquote star power will be there as condensed. But I think what we're seeing in college basketball, too, is that there's a lot more players, especially at the guard position, that we're very excited to watch. Yeah. She's not a guard. She's a big. But, like, Sarah Strong's going to be an awesome player in the WNBA. And I think she'll probably go number one, but there's a lot more of players that can be big and shoot threes and pass. So the league basketball as a sport is evolving on the women's side. And I think there'll be some growing pains, but ultimately I think it's good for the sport in general.
Yeah. I understand exactly what Dame is saying, but I think they're ready for what would that put them at, like 15, 16? I think they're ready for 15, 16. If you talk about like, and I know this is being drastic, but you talk about going to 30, like a regular league, like I don't think have enough for that. But 16, based on like you talk about the talent that's in college right now, the talent that's coming into college from high school, I think there's going to be, I'm pretty sure there's going to be at least one player everybody knows on every team by the time, you know, 2 years from now. You may get to the point where two players on most teams, you know what I mean? Because you think about college, and every year in college we got a new person that we're looking at. That's because they cycle out of college. These people aren't, these young ladies aren't cycling out of the WNBA. Their names are just going to continue to grow. So I know exactly what you're saying. I think they can do it though. I think it'll be all right. You'll have bad games. You'll have these, you know, awful matchups record wise, and even name, maybe they start getting into load management type situations where player X, who's our star, isn't playing because, you know, she don't want to play on a back to back or four games in five. They may get into that situation, but I think for the most part, they'll be able to sustain it. I think so.
Okay.
What do you think, Damian? Women's basketball is going crazy right now. Like at the high school level, it's going crazy.
I'm a little worried about it, particularly the next couple of years, because as you just laid out, it'll take time for Golden State, Portland, Toronto to kind of build. You know, the teams like the Aces were a relocation; they weren't an expansion. I don't even remember the last expansion team that the W had, but it had to have been a while ago. Might have been Tulsa. I can't remember. No, Tulsa was Detroit, which is, that's a wild sentence. The Tulsa Shock were the Detroit Shock. But I do worry a little bit about those teams kind of being, I think schedule makers, you got to be careful. Maybe that's the Caitlin game. You don't put on TV. You give those teams an opportunity to kind of, you know, build themselves up a little bit. I also worry about not just the quality of the teams and the players. I do worry about the quality of ownership and the quality of front offices. Like I'm not trying to make a joke, but Portland's last team lasted 2 years. That was a different time in our life. That was a different time in the league. That was at the, essentially the birth of the league. But we saw Portland, I think Miami, Cleveland, those teams lasted 2 years. I'm afraid people might look at the WNBA now as a way to like get rich and make money. And, you know, these aren't, they're, obviously Joe Lacob is in the league. Not all of these people who own these teams are Joe Lacobs. Mm-hmm. They want their teams, or Mark Davis's, right? They want their teams to make money and be profitable and be businesses, essentially. And, man, sports franchises are tough. Women's sports franchises are really tough. So I worry, I want the quality of ownership, front office, all of that stuff to stay there with these new basketball teams in it. Now, I mean, obviously with Golden State, you know you're on solid ground. I don't know as much about Portland, and I forgot Toronto because I feel like there was a change because it was Toronto, then Toronto was stopped, and then it was Toronto again. So I don't really remember what the shift was there, but I do have some reservations for sure.
Those are real concerns too.
The interesting thing, and just to like kind of dovetail off of what you're saying about Portland. I think people should feel confident in Portland as an owner, like the ownership group in Portland, because you know what you've seen is that the Portland Thorn, the soccer team, the NWSL team, has done really well. It's been very successful. They've won a championship, and that's the Botal family, and that is the same family that is owning the Portland Thorn. So I think when you see a family that has already had success and then stays in that same market, for example, if Michelle Kang, who owns the Washington Spirit, were to buy the Washington Mystics, I would feel much better about the future of the Mystics just because I know where her head is at in the investment that she has in women's sports. And it isn't like a get rich quick scheme or an investment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's an opportunity. It's something that owner really feels is important. So versus the guy from like Zoom Info or whatever that was going to buy the Portland team before. Yeah. And he wanted to name it like the Rose City Royalty. And Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, had a lot of problems and they were having a lot of friction. And so now the Bartels are, I feel really good about the Bartels. That's all I'll say.
I got you. When are we starting the W podcast?
Now. Come well, through.
To Portland? Or your little work studio? Okay.
We can do it. We can do a Zoom.
We for gonna, now. We keep talking about it. So we're going to do this for real?
Let's talk about it offline. Let's talk about it.
We
offline.
Don't talk about stuff offline. We work out our entire lives
here
on
the show.
Yes, we
do talk about things offline.
That's true. We do talk a lot about, we talk mad stuff offline. All right. Great.
We talk a lot of smack about Kenny offline.
No, no, it happens.
I'm just kidding.
Love the new workspace.
I don't know why I said that. I love you guys. I also just want to say really fast, I really like the cardigan look. I think that needs to be multicolor, color block cardigan, I think is like a staple for you in spring and maybe even part of summer. What do you think, Kenny?
That's a beautiful cardigan.
Okay. Love
it's a great cardigan.
You know who designed it?
It's Honor the Gift.
You know me so well.
I already know you only have a couple. It's Essentials.
And no way and Essentials would make gift. Anything with colors in it. So.
They never would. So it's exactly right. It's like, okay, these are the two buckets that it's in.
Yep.
There's color. That's Russ. Russ needs to make more smaller sizes. I know you guys got to get to break.
You're good.
But when I see your eyes.
I hate when you do that. I hate when you do that. Like
okay, hurry it up, girl. Let's go.
No, it's deciding, do we go or do I just let her rock?
I mean, I'm open for whatever. I've got another thing to do, so I guess we can just call it.
Go do your other thing. We love you. We love your workspace. Y'all. All right.
Love you, Chatty House.
Take care, TK.
Love you, boys. You guys are my favorite. Everybody says that you guys are their favorite, too.
That's love.
Okay, I'll take it. Tell Mama we said hi.
All right. Talk to you later.
Just a quick right there. We'll come back. We'll talk baseball. Your boys keep winning, and I think they play again in about an hour.
Yeah, man. They're ready to go. There's something else that just caught my eye like in the last 5 minutes that I want to ask you.
Okay. Steelin' with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. What you want to do, man? Do you want to do baseball or what caught your attention?
We can talk baseball real quick. There's not a whole lot to talk about. Because the Giants just keep winning. Giants just keep doing what they're doing. I'm watching the game yesterday while we're doing the 102.5 show, and the Giants go down 3-0 in the bottom of the first. I'm like, damn. Usually this happens, with the Kings a lot, right? Like, they're playing well, and you get excited to watch a game. Like, man, I can't wait. The whole day you're anticipating this team playing, and then they go out and they, get beat up. It happens often with the Kings. That's what I thought was going on with the Giants after what they did over the weekend. And they go down 3-0 at the end of one. And they come back and put a sixth spot on the board in the top of the second. Mm-hmm. And really don't look back, man. This team, they kind of different. Like, I'm starting to, believe they're a little different.
What is clicking? What's clicking so well for them right now, like that's different than last year? And
one, I think they have the best or one of the best bullpens in the game right now. I think the bullpen ERA last time I checked was like 1.2 something. So they get into these situations where, number one, late in games, if they have the lead, they can hold on and bring it on home. If they're behind late in games, they don't fall far behind. You know, because that bullpen keeps them in games. That pitching keeps them in games. Younghoe Lee, he wasn't – now, I joke about it yesterday. That was a Farhan signing. He was out, I think, pretty much all of last year. He's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
He is a game changer. And balancing out that lineup with Lee, with Ramos there from the start of the season, Willy Adames, what he's doing, putting guys in spots where they can be successful as opposed to – having to carry the entire lineup on their back. I think that's helped out a lot. But it should probably just – and once again, this is no shot to them, but just a different feel around that organization. Bob Melvin probably feels different about how he can manage from game to game with a guy like Buster Posey in place as opposed to Farhan and the way that he liked to approach games. So it just feels different, and they're just playing good baseball. The crazy thing is they're in the NL West.
Yeah, right.
And that helps nothing. I was watching the Padres game.
That division is nuts.
It's crazy. I was watching the Padres game last night, and you talk about bullpens. Their bullpen is fantastic. That team is fantastic. Giants, Dodgers, and Padres are in combined, I think my math was right, like 38-13 mm-hmm. to start
That's
the
right.
season.
Yep. Goodness 14-3, 12-4, 12-6.
Man, ridiculous. And I tweeted
even
out
the this. Even the Diamondbacks are above 500. They're 9-7.
Right. And they're like, why do we have to be here?
Yeah.
Why can't you put us in the Central or
well,
something?
The teams
like
that? It's like, why do we have to be here? Is the Rockies?
Well, they're talking about Major League Baseball.
Well,
I was watching that Padres game last night, and they played the Cubs. Really good game. Padres won, pulled away from them late. But I was just I'm so astonished. I tweeted it out. I'm so astonished at the attendance in San Diego for like the last 3 years. They packed Petco Park out. Mm. Every night.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said they had like 47,000 last night on a Monday night. I know the Cubs were in town, but still, there wasn't like a bunch of Cubs fans there. They have that going on. And then they have like a behind center field, they got a grassy area. Like, but it's not, I don't think it's part of the attendance. It's come, you can watch the game, you can kind of see into the ballpark, but they got a big screen out there as well. Packed. Packed, probably like another 5,000 out there. And I was just amazed. I'm like, damn, they love the Padres in San Diego. They've been a complete renaissance. So, Giants, Phillies again this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if the winning ways can continue for my Gigantes. Big up to them. Here's the thing that I saw. I saw it the last 24 hours, but I wasn't really thinking about it. But I just saw it again during our talk with Trista.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe this is topical and I'm not really recognizing. Did you see that Colorado, University of Colorado, is retiring Shador and Travis Hunter's jersey numbers mm-hmm. for their spring game?
Mm-hmm.
People are not happy about that.
Should have retired Cordell Stewart's jersey first.
Yeah, that's people. Cordell Stewart won two bowl games. Yeah, they're like, they didn't win anything. Why are they getting their jerseys retired? And as a bit of an outsider, although Colorado is my team, as long as, not my team, but one of my teams, as long as Coach Prime is around. My thought is, do you guys understand what they did for that program? They did in 2 years for that program is something that I don't remember any Colorado moment outside of them throwing a Hail Mary to beat Michigan like in 92.
I was going
to
say those two made more money than Cordell Stewart or whoever he
said
did.
Does anyone think Joel Klatt should have his jersey retired?
Hey, he's got a good podcast. That's my boy. Shout out to my boy.
I disrespect him. I'm just saying.
Does he have a problem with it?
You retire his
headphones. No, I'm just looking at the Colorado list of quarterbacks.
What about Rashan Salaam, Heisman Trophy winner? Anybody know? If anybody can tell me, and you know who you are, because if I say who it is, don't. Just don't say it. You know who you are. But if anybody can tell me where Rashan Salaam went to in the NFL, then I'll say, yeah, don't retire their jersey. Who'd he play for his first season in the NFL?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't it Chicago?
Damn. All right, I guess I can't tell.
Well, wait, but
can't
I don't
retire
get it.
Their jersey. No, I'm just,
but
the
what
whole
that
point
have to
was.
Do with Colorado?
No, the whole point was. Oh. Those are the guys we're talking about. Rashan Salaam, Cordell Stewart, who were really good.
I think
good.
His first year might have been, I don't think he played very long.
He did. He didn't.
Oh, no shade.
But I say that to say, just making a joke, those are the guys that we think of when we think of Colorado. And sure. I don't think they had the impact that these two had in 2 years at Colorado, along with Coach Prime.
Yeah.
So I understand. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think like, oh, this is Travis. The best thing they ever did, or it's a travesty.
Did
I was just like,
Porter
oh, okay,
go to
cool.
Colorado? Because didn't the so. Mad Backer go there? Hold on, let me look up Joey Porter real quick.
I was looking up there alumni yesterday. It's not the greatest.
Where'd Joey Porter go to school? Bakersfield? Colorado State. Oh, boy, that's going to cause a fight. Yeah, it's Colorado State. My mistake.
But yeah, people are up in arms. Excuse me, up in arms about it.
That's a really weird thing to be upset about.
Up there if you want.
What'd you say?
So go ahead and throw a statue of Travis Hunter up there if you want. We'll win a Heisman.
That's a really weird thing to be upset about.
But their whole thing is they didn't win anything. They didn't win anything. What are you retiring their jerseys for? And the whole reason why, like, I didn't even think about, like, even talking about it is because I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. And it just keeps coming up on my timeline, like the graphic that Colorado made just keeps coming up. And I'm like, so I finally start looking and like people are upset.
Hmm.
And I'm like, are you for real?
I guarantee you the people going to that game are going to be elated.
Also, it's
Twitter
Colorado,
always looking for a reason to bitch.
It's
go to
Colorado
Blue Sky.
Football. You don't care that. You don't really care. It's Colorado football. Like, relax.
Settle down. You hadn't thought about Colorado football in
since
25 years.
Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter got there.
Right. Yeah.
Something tells me you were mad that Deion Sanders was there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I did see that story. Honestly, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, that's cool. And I kept moving. Mm-hmm. Never gave it a second thought. Didn't realize it was creating controversy.
Apparently it is.
No, so oh, well. Be mad.
I'll be watching the highlights of their retirement jersey.
We'll come back. We'll come back. We'll hear from Doug Christie, DeMar DeRozan at practice today as the Kings get ready for the play-in game versus the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. It's Dylan with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
You get your boy. Like, PSG won today. They advanced. In the semifinal.
Yeah, those are my boys. Semifinal. We about to bring it home this time.
We about to bring it home. Probably gonna play Barcelona next, I believe.
Oh yeah, we gonna take care of Messi.
Messi still play for Barcelona.
He's still in Miami, pal.
Oh man.
Okay. All right. Well.
KC King of the fake outrage.
Shout out Messi. Still turning it up, by the way.
Anybody mentioned anything about MLS this year? Has anybody seen anything about MLS? They need to get off that paywall of Apple TV.
I could put them for free anywhere else.
So the problem with MLS is Apple TV.
It's not Apple. It's if they were anywhere where it was just exclusive.
The problem with MLS is that it's not good enough.
Yeah, it's not Apple TV is fine. It's if they were behind a paywall where you only had to like. They need multiple partners, and I think they do. I think they do partner with Fox. I think they do have some games on Fox, but they need more of that. And they need more of that because if you don't go to Apple TV regularly, it seems like you don't even know what's going on with the league. So
it's fair.
Start bringing in talent too, by the way.
Exclusive rights, I don't think hit the way that people want them to. Mm. Sunday Ticket going to YouTube TV was a brilliant move by the NFL, and I guess by YouTube TV, because the growth of YouTube TV was already there.
Yeah.
When you have something that already works, adding a coveted product to it is great. It's weird to say something involving Apple is a jump start, but Apple TV, not the device, but the channel, is still a very new thing that I think loses hundreds of millions of dollars every year because they put on really high quality programs. They have great shows on Apple TV, but not enough. And I know it's like $4 or $5 in comparison to what some of this other stuff is. And they try to lump it in with other Apple products. So like, hey, get your iCloud service or your Apple music service. You know, you can lump this all into one. But when you're essentially an upstart, when you're new in the game, using an exclusive rights thing like MLS or any other Major League Baseball, it's not going to work for you. Sunday Ticket, that was in trouble because DirecTV was dying.
Yeah.
Like a slow and brutally painful death. Mm-hmm. And the NFL saw, we've got to get out of here. And I'm sorry, I can't believe the DirecTV gone out of business sign hasn't gone up yet. Yeah. And I know they've tried to like, you know,
the streaming thing.
They've tried to like, you know, kind of, you know, redo themselves a little bit. But you have to, if you're going to do it, you better tag on with someone who like HBO is Max is growing. Mm-hmm. They're adding their whole platform continues to evolve. If you did something like that, it would make sense. Apple hasn't figured out how to evolve yet. And so maybe, you know, there is something to being buried on Apple TV. Yeah. Like, again, I don't know how much interest it would have on Max.
Yeah.
I don't know how much interest it would have on YouTube TV. But you sure see it a lot more.
Maybe. And like I said, my history, and even with Apple TV is dope. I love watching Major League Baseball on Apple TV. Like, I will love watching the shows that they have, their layout. It's not them. It's MLS's decision to only have it there.
Yeah.
Which, and that could be not for anything. Move. Like if it was Max, I'd say the same thing. I just think for them trying to grow multiple partners and more something on a, is it linear? Like a linear station would help them grow that game a little bit more, grow their league a little bit more.
It would. But I also think the league has a ceiling that they have to figure out a way to break through.
Yeah.
And being on Apple TV or YouTube TV isn't going to help them break through that ceiling. Mm-hmm. Thought the Messi move was it. It wasn't. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. It ain't going anywhere. That's the good thing.
No. And they're paid. Like, they're actually fine.
Yeah. Ain't going anywhere.
So they ain't really hurting. Right.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.